It's that time of year when our families venture outside to enjoy cooling off in Pocahontas County's many streams, lakes, and rivers, or perhaps in swimming pools or hot tubs. But as Dr. Julie Hare, the medical director of Pocahontas Memorial Hospital's Rural Health Clinic, explains, beware of waterborne illnesses even in chlorinated pools and hot tubs. Dr. Hare explains just what some of these illnesses are in part one of this two-part story.
Now that summer is in full swing and most people are enjoying outdoor recreation, this is a good time to talk about recreational-associated illnesses, and specifically waterborne illnesses. Every year, people get sick due to organisms encountered while swimming or playing in water. Symptoms of waterborne illnesses are primarily gastrointestinal, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, things like that. But they can also cause respiratory issues, and sometimes they're consistent with common cold symptoms or cause rashes. Most water-related illnesses are self-limiting, which means they require supportive care only you get better by yourself. We usually prescribe rest, staying well hydrated, things like that. Occasionally, some do need medical intervention. Let's discuss some of the most common agents that cause waterborne illnesses based on how they present. That is, how they make you sick. First, let me say most waterborne illnesses come from pools and hot tubs, not streams and ponds, rivers, or oceans. You can pick bugs up there too, but most people actually get sick from chlorinated water. One of the most common organisms encountered is a protozoan, which is a single-celled organism called Cryptosporidium. This is frequently the number one cause of diarrheal illness during the summer. It can live for days in chlorinated pools, and people develop symptoms sometimes up to 2 weeks after ingesting the organism, so that makes it kind of hard to pinpoint exactly where it came from. It's not dangerous to otherwise healthy people, and we generally support people, again, with fluids and rest, things like that. A close second is giardiasis. This is also a protozoan, and it can live for months in freshwater. An antibiotic called Flagyl is usually used to treat it. Gastrointestinal illnesses can also be caused by viruses, but it's estimated only about 10% of these illnesses come from them. Most people have heard these days of norovirus, very contagious, but again, self-limiting. Also, adenovirus, rotavirus, and hepatitis A can be spread through water. Bacteria are known to cause gastrointestinal illnesses via water contact as well, and these include E. coli, Shigella, and Campylobacter. Again, often treated if you present to your doctor. As I said, there are illnesses that you can get from water contact that cause respiratory symptoms. Most are self-limiting. However, there is a bacteria called Legionella that can cause trouble. It can be found in freshwater, hot tubs, misting fountains, and pooled water from air conditioning units. This bacteria does have the potential for more severe illness, specifically causing pneumonia, and should be treated with antibiotics. Some people can become irritated by exposure to chlorine itself as well, developing a chemical-induced lung irritation called pneumonitis. Some organisms can cause skin problems such as rashes. A bacteria called Pseudomonas aeruginosa is known for causing an itchy, bumpy rash. We call this folliculitis. It's frequently harbored in hot tubs. Crocarial dermatitis, otherwise known as swimmer's itch, is contracted in natural water sources. This is caused by a schistosome, a flatworm, and it's very tiny. You can't see it. It can't live on people for very long, and therefore it's really, again, a self-limiting issue. But it does manage to give you a very itchy rash before it passes.
Keep listening to Allegheny Mountain Radio for part two of this story, where Dr. Hare tells us about how to avoid getting these waterborne diseases. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.